This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're back.
We are, and this time Henry and I are starting the show together. I love it when that happens. It feels so infrequent nowadays.
Yeah, I know. It's like we've been growing apart, but we made up.
We talked about
it. We talked about it. We realized it wasn't good for you guys.
Henry wanted to pursue... Your father wanted to pursue a career of dance.
Yeah, you, of the dads here, I was pursuing a career in dance. I still am.
But he's decided to dedicate some less time.
Put it off for today because it's a very special day.
Yeah, this special happens to be our
Passover special.
It is kosher for Passover. There is nothing leavened.
No leavened songs.
No leavened songs. Also, next week there will remain to be no leavened songs.
Yeah, exactly. But this is to get you in the Passover spirit. This will set you in the right mindset to carry you into the week for Friday for First Seder and Saturday for Second Seder.
Right. Also, you can play it again on the radio archives at your family Seder.
Yeah, you can play it out loud. You can hear this conversation right now if you are playing this right now at Seder. What's up, everyone?
Hello to your family.
Hello to your family.
Hi, Aunt Rachel. How are you doing? How's the job?
Oh, my God. Hello, Mara. I hope publishing is going well for you and everything.
Oh, and by the way, college is great.
I love
it's
college.
It's great. We're having fun.
You can stop asking me about it.
No, I'm not sure what I'm going to do when I graduate. This major is something I want to do.
No, I still do not have a girlfriend. You can stop asking me. You're making me self-conscious, and I want to leave.
For what it counts, neither do I, Aunt Rachel.
Yeah.
Oh, bad joke.
Classic.
Classic. But yeah, Chag Pesach Sameach, and I guess it hasn't even started. We're gonna repeat all of this next
week.
Well,
this is because we're saying it now for when they play us at Seder.
Right, it's so important.
On the archives.
It's so important. Who's the youngest kid? Raise your hand.
Yeah. All right, you're gonna say the four questions now. You gotta do it. There's no way out of it.
The Great Songs for Dads Passover Edition offers a fifth question.
A fifth question.
It's What is you doing?
What is you doing? That is the fifth question of Passover. And to answer, what is you doing? We have coming up to start off the show. A classic from Childish Gambino's Awaken My Love, I think in 2016, Me and Your Mama. I promise. Actually, no. This song is about me and your mama.
Yeah, it is. You tell them.
And everyone listening, it's about me and all of your
mamas. This has been Great Songs for Dads. This is the dads
this
and
is,
your mom.
Yeah, great songs. I am the dads, and I'm with all of your mamas.
You tell them, Henry.
All right, coming up, what is you doing?
Bang, bang, let's go. She's hanging half her body out the car window. She's drinking every drop of the moon. Oh, she said it's so nice of you to steal your mother's car and act eternal. But she seemed more afraid than you.
Up on What Is You Doing, you just heard 14 Faces by Luis Del Mar. I don't know who this guy is. I haven't heard any other music by him, but I think that's a pretty cool song to listen to. What do you think, Henry?
I also thought it was pretty cool.
Thanks. You can't really say otherwise, can you?
No, I'm being held at gunpoint here to agree with Daniela's music takes. Yeah, so that is, I guess we know what he's doing. He's got 14 faces.
What?
13 more than me. I'm feeling a little, I don't know, I'm feeling a little under face.
Do you know how many faces I have? Guess.
Six.
Yeah. I keep the other five back in Jersey.
Yeah.
You know, just Leo things.
It didn't make
things.
Sense to pack them all. Coming to Tufts.
Call me out on that one. I just referenced a zodiac sign. Call in. Tell me why I was wrong to reference a zodiac sign.
Guys, call in. Guess what my sign is. Call in and guess.
What is your sign?
Call in.
Tell me in the next music break.
During the break.
I want to know whether I can validate answers or not.
What song is coming up?
Next we have Lilacs by Waxahachie. It's a pretty cool, like bedroom indie rock-ish album, you know?
I have a bedroom.
Do you have an indie rock in it, too? Like a rock that, like, wears
it's
a...
Like it's an independent rock, actually.
Like it wears, like, overalls
Yeah, he doesn't have any label sponsoring him. He's just on his own.
An independent rock.
Yeah, I picked him out. I'm trying to promote him. I'm sort of, like, his promoter-manager guy.
An indie rock, of course.
Yeah, I'm managing him from my bedroom. Right?
That's really nice of you.
Yeah.
Wait, but if you're like, are you producing him?
A little
If
bit.
You're producing him, he's not technically indie,
well,
and yet our generation still will call it indie,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I mean, like, he does a lot of his own production, but I'm trying to get him out there.
I don't know, Henry. I think that we'll call it everything indie music nowadays, and nothing is actually independent.
Yeah.
And that's my comment on that, but call in if you disagree.
Call in if you disagree, call in to guess my sign.
Here's Lilacs.
Lilacs coming up next. The Beatles are an indie band.
The waving sky. I sit at my piano, wonder the while we're by. And the lilacs drank the water, and the lilacs died. And the lilacs drank the water, marking the slow, slow, slow passing of time. I get so angry, baby, at something you might say. Dream about an awful stranger, work my way through the day. I run it like a silent movie, I run it like a violent song. I run it like a voice compelling, so right it can't be wrong. I'm a broken record, riding in the dust. Ooh.
tonight. Oh, wow. Technical difficulties on our end.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys actually heard that it was cutting out. That could be just our sound system, but it
cutting
got a little
weird
bit at the end.
And then right at the very end, the volume on our headphones was very loud. But
sorry about that if you did hear it.
But that was Tonight Tonight.
There's a Rudy on the rooftop of the world tonight. And we're dancing on the edge of the Hollywood sun.
I don't know if I'll make it. Watch out till I fake it.
It's alright. Alright. Tonight.
Yeah, so that was that song. And definitely not Tonight Tonight by the Smashing Pumpkins off of their very long double EP, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness.
How long is it?
It's like 2 hours or something.
That is pretty long.
It's pretty long. It's not really a concept album. It's just like a lot of really good songs connected to with each other. And I have not listened to all of it. I'm a fake Smashing Pumpkins fan, guys. I'm sorry.
Henry's a fake pumpkin.
I'm a fake pumpkin. Boo. Billy, whatever your last name is, main singer, the bald guy who looks like he wears a weird like suits in the photos. you make good music. I'm sorry for not being a stan. I don't stand the pumpkins. I put their name in. I was talking to Danielle. The song is Tonight Tonight. When I was entering them in, I put them in a smashing. but we fixed it.
It's classic Henry.
Classic Henry, not knowing how to read.
You watched BoJack Horseman, right?
Yeah.
Do you know that episode where there's that one guy at like the prom of like BoJack's dear loves, like one of like the friend of the dear girl, and he's like, they call me Repeat Pete because I repeat everything I say, but he just didn't repeat anything.
Sort of. I know that episode that you're talking about.
It was just a funny beat. He's like, they call me Repeat Pete because I repeat everything, and everyone's waiting for him to say it, and he goes, because I repeat everything. Oh, yeah. It's just funny. If
classic,
you guys watched it.
Classic Horseman.
It's a good show. I recommend it. Classic. My brother tells me I can't watch it before bed. Too sad. He looks out for me. I appreciate it. It's a really depressing show.
It is.
Okay, next.
Speaking of horses.
Yeah, so the band of the next song queued up is Lady Lamb. The song is Crane Your Neck. It's a pretty long song. I feel like it kind of goes through. Like, it's really just, like, a vocalist and her guitar, but it kind of still goes through its own movements. I think it's really cool. Shout out to Violet if you're listening right now. I hope you are, because I asked you to. It's a really pretty song.
Violet, be listening. Everyone, show up to Violet's Environmental Justice Seder.
Oh, Saturday night. Hello, Violet's Environmental Justice Seder.
I won't be there, but
Henry won't be there. Even more reason. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I will miss you, Henry.
Now you can go. You can go.
I'm sorry.
And you can just talk about how much you hate me. Just like, I won't
the
be there.
The theme of the Seder, the sixth question.
The sixth question
is why do we hate Henry?
Exactly.
No. Henry's parents, this is a joke. We love Henry.
It's not a joke.
He's SOS. Get me out of here.
SOS.
Okay.
Crane your neck.
Crane it.
Crane it, babe.
I pressed my ear against your back, not even a week after we met, and I felt your heartbeat fall like raindrops in a bucket. I used to have a pretty nice spine, but I neglected to give it a name. So each time I tried to straighten it, I couldn't get its attention. And I placed my palm upon your collarbone. And I wished to fall asleep deep in your marrow. As gently as a mouse curled up in a ball. As gently as a mouse until tomorrow. We ripped off all our clothes, and this included all our jewelry, and we ran hand in hand back when you brought out the beast in me, the parts that are dormant. I wish to set them free. Clarity of this night, I make myself believe I can sleep easily alone. But there's a hunger under my skin, and it's gripping at my bones.
are hungry like a lion's, and it's ripping right through my bones. So I push my limbs all forward like a tree does in a storm, and then I walk into my kitchen and I lean against the window. I'm as calm as a baby lamb that is being led. I'm as blue as blood before the blood goes red. And how it hurts even in the sun. It's a goddamn joke.
I really hope that you guys liked that. I think it's a very cool song. Please call, give us your opinions.
Give us call in.
call in. Guess Henry's zodiac sign.
Guess my zodiac sign. Let us know your thoughts on Crane Your Neck by Lady Lamb off of Ripley Pine. And
you guys know
you guys who this you guys is. Know you guys know who I am by
you
this point.
You guys know what this radio show is. You guys know what this radio show is.
You all know this by this
you
point.
You log in, you log on, you come
you
on,
listen,
you
come
through.
Here, you come here every time, you know what's and you up. Hear the same spiel. So you know what's coming up. It is
Weezer.
It is Weezer again. What a surprise. I stepped outside today and it really felt like spring had started to sprung.
Spring had sprungeth.
Yeah. Right.
Henry and I actually, we played wiffle ball.
We played wiffle ball today.
It was good.
It was crazy.
Henry wasn't the best, but I was pretty killer at it.
No, Daniela was better than me. She had more hits than me.
No, it's true. My team just killed it.
Yeah, they really did.
But anyway, back to Weezer.
So yeah, it's spring is out there. It sprung upon us without any warning, and now it's warm and nice outside. And so, I was listening to some music to get me into the spring summer. Warm moods, and this is those little crackles, that's Daniela putting her forehead into the microphone because it makes a little noise.
It's very soft.
We're gonna do some ASMR before our next song, you guys.
This is my eye socket going into the microphone.
Soft noises. We're gonna whisper for ASMR. Okay.
Weezer.
Okay.
Spring.
So the White Album, 2016. Rivers Cuomo was like, I want to go back to his roots. That's really not his roots. It's like a much more like overproduced power pop album, but it's still very good. Summer Lane and Drunk Dory, one of my favorite songs from that album. Overall, super solid album. Best album Weezer has put out in years, and probably will be the best album they put out for years because they're not very good now. Very fun little summery song that is very self-referential to Weezer's old back catalog of songs. And also the artists that they listen to and take from now. So I enjoy it. Summer Lane and Drunk Dory, it's coming up. Weezer.
I got this.
What a nice little ditty.
Sorry, I can't hear myself, but there I am.
What a nice little ditty of a song.
Yeah, you guys just heard Back Pocket by Wolfpack. Now I'm gonna launch into the PSA and say nothing more about it. You ready?
Yes.
Doorknobs.
Okay.
Restrooms.
Okay.
Telephones.
You're losing me.
Keyboards. Other people.
What?
What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Hey,
oh God.
I have a special flu in mind. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything. Yes, the swine flu. But you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. How do you think you could protect yourself?
Armor. I was going to say kill every pig. And then no more swine flu.
Down with factory farming,
down
by the way.
Down with factory farming for unrelated reasons.
To the swine flu.
Yeah.
Washing your hands. Sorry, continue.
Oh my God, Henry won't shut up about how maybe if we market end factoring farming as a way to end the swine flu, it'll pass through Congress for the factory farm ban.
Do you think that Congress listens to our radio show?
I think so. I know Nancy Pelosi listens to our show.
Nancy is loyal to Great Songs for Dad. Nancy Pelosi, a friend of the show, just
friend
like
of the show, Nancy Pelosi.
Just
shout
like
out to
Alex
Nancy Pelosi.
G. Shout out Alex
shout
G.
Shout out Nancy Pelosi. What's up, Nance? I hope you're doing okay with COVID. We've both been there. It's not fun.
Me, you, Nancy, everyone's
yeah,
okay.
Exactly, all of us.
Let me run through this. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. Capital Y, capital H, capital F. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click your health first. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. And also on top of that, if you like what we are doing here in 91.5 at WFO, consider donating. We need your money. This is how we keep doing it. But that's not right. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it free form. Thank you guys for listening to those public
service announcements.
Next up.
We got Bjork, baby. It's Bjork
hey,
time.
Bjork.
This is from her debut album, Venus as a Boy. Pretty ballad. One of my favorite songs in this album. Bjork
that's
is
so
weird.
Poetic. Venus as a Boy. That's so
yeah.
Counter to gender.
I know. She's so progressive. She's a progressive queen, and I love her, and I wish she was my mom.
Oh, don't take it personally.
Don't take it personally, Mom. I just think Bjork would be great. Venus as a Boy.
Yes. I saw peanut butter wolf at the show. I saw Nest grow, getting a taste for the relevant. Running around town in the know. Voice memos, high five drives, bumping my best friend shit. But
you guys just heard Front Tooth by Remy Wolf. This is a pretty cool album. I've been getting into it recently. I think it's like some fun, interesting pop, which is not my typical
music. It is very interesting pop. It is some of the most interesting pop being popped.
And I know pop.
We both know pop. We both know it very well.
I know pop. I know people in pop. I know everything there is to know. And that was some interesting pop.
I'm the pop insider.
I am the pop man.
I'm the pop man. That's what they call me. They go, oh, Henry. Henry, the pop man Schifrin. What's going on, man?
Henry, quote, pop man, end quote, Schifrin.
Exactly.
We'll probably go out on this song.
Yeah, we'll probably go out on this song. So this is Great Songs for Dads, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tales Free From Radio. I'm sending you out with a little bit of a more chill vibe. This is a favorite of mine, this album and this band, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Love these guys. They're 60s or 70s a group, and they make really, really wacky, zany instrumental music of just like lots of brass instruments.
Ooh,
very,
fun
very
way
wacky.
To end.
But this one album, The Beat of the Brass, it's they have this nice little ballad at the end with who I can only assume to be Herb singing it. And it's a very nice break of pace and a very nice way to send the album off. And it's a very heartfelt, chill little love song with really nice instrumental backing. And it's it feels very chill, very summery, very springy to me. So.
Oh, and spring, spring.
Spring has sprungeth onto my mungeth. So here is This Guy's in Love with You by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
You see, this guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way?
when you smile, I can tell we know each other very well. How can I show you I'm glad I got to know you, 'cause I've heard some talk. They say you think I'm fine. Yes, I'm in love. And what I do to make you mine, tell me now, is it so? Don't let me be the last to know. My hands are shaking, let my heart break apart. I need your love, I want your love. Say you're in love, in love. Thank you.